Now, last month, production began on one of the hotly anticipated superhero movies, the latest in the Thor series, Thor: Love and Thunder. The film is being produced by arguably one of the biggest and most profitable entertainment companies in the world, Disney, but it's also receiving a helping hand from the Australian government. The fear is that local productions are missing out, though. Mario Christodoulou reports.
Over the past few weeks, the celebrities have been pouring into Australia. Matt Damon, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, some of the biggest names in Hollywood. And they're here for what promises to be one of the biggest and potentially most lucrative superhero films of the next few years. Thor: Love and Thunder.
I am Thor, son of Odin.
Like many other Hollywood productions, this film has been lured to Australia by the Australian government, which dangled a $24 million grant to entice the production team to shoot here. But there's concern that money put towards attracting big-name Hollywood productions is being offered at the expense of Australian films. And those concerns are being voiced by one of the most revered figures in Australian cinema and theatre, playwright David Williamson.
Americans see themselves on their screens 98% of the time. I don't necessarily think we should only see 98% of our own accents on screen like the Americans, or it might turn us into them. But at the moment, we see about 12% of our stories on our screens.
David Williamson doesn't think subsidies to overseas films should be scrapped, but that the balance at the moment is wrong.
Look, I'm not saying that all subsidies should go, but for heaven's sake, the bulk of them should go to our own storytelling.
The author of some of Australia's most famous plays, Don's Party and The Club, believes constant subsidies to overseas productions may keep the local production industry alive, but it does not benefit local writers and directors.
Our technicians are terrific. They're renowned to be amongst the best in the world, and they get paid more for a big Hollywood blockbuster. So if I was a camera operator or a grip or something like that, I'd be saying, bring them on. So we become a cheap foreign expertise for American stories.
It's a view that some say is backed up by hard numbers. Gene Tunney is an economist and former Treasury official.
The arguments that are made in favour of such assistance are that it provides jobs and it might stimulate a domestic film industry, so we'd have this growing domestic film industry, but I'm not sure there's a lot of evidence for the long-term benefits.
And Gene Tunney worries that the subsidies and grants help prop up a local industry that without international productions would otherwise be unviable.
We had to subsidise the car industry in Australia for six decades, whether via tariffs, which meant that Australian consumers paid more for cars, or by explicit subsidies. Ultimately, that industry wasn't viable. So these infant industries never grow up.
The federal government spends millions of dollars subsidising Australian film, but that support has been on the wane. Late last year, the federal government said it would be reducing a key tax offset for producers of Australian film, which fell from 40% to 30%. It is also scrapping the so-called Gallipoli Clause, which enables filmmakers to include costs from overseas filming in their expenditure figures. Matthew Diener is the chief executive of Screen Producers Australia.
If the government continues down that path, it means that there won't be as many films made, and it will mean that the sort of benefits that films have been able to project into Australia, both for the benefit of the Australian community but also the way the Australian image is portrayed globally, and all the economic benefits that happen on Australian films, that will diminish.
He says major international films might generate jobs in the short term, but a healthy Australian film industry would provide more long-term stability.
I guess the fear is that this isn't necessarily always a long-term proposition to have those international projects here. We're in a moment in time when the government's responded to the international opportunity because of COVID in other territories. Bringing them down here is not a bad thing. It's stimulating the workforce here, but we've got to think about the long term and what that means for our industry.
Matthew Diener says he would like to see a local industry thriving in harmony with Hollywood productions.
I think it's a question of balance. So making sure that the local industry is supported and given, I think, an opportunity to thrive in amongst those projects is really, really critical.
The World Today asked the Federal Communications Department about the concerns. A spokesperson said the reductions in the tax offset will be balanced by subsidies encouraging productions in other emerging areas, like streaming, and that the department is focused on incentivising producers to undertake more productions based in Australia to build industry capacity locally.
That's Mario Christodoulou with that report.